Espresso English Podcast, Episode 36, 100 Answers to Common English Questions.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
Sometimes, even when you know a lot of English, you can have difficulty finding the right words or phrases to answer simple questions. Here are 20 of the most common questions in English, each one with 5 sample responses. Let's start with some general questions. Question 1. What do you do? This question means, what is your job or what is your profession? If someone asks, what do you do? You can answer, I'm a student. I work in a bank. I'm unemployed at the moment. Unemployed means you don't have a job. I run my own business. The word run means you are the primary person responsible for operating the business. I'm retired now. I used to be an engineer. Retired means you have stopped working, usually after you are 60 or 65 years old, and you can describe your previous profession by saying, I used to be an engineer, for example. Question number 2. Are you married? Here are some ways to respond to this question. Yes, I've been married for 2 years now. I'm divorced. I'm engaged. We're getting married next year. No, but I'm in a relationship. Nope, I'm single. The word nope is an informal way to say no. Question number 3. Why are you studying English? Here are some possible answers. For work. So I can communicate when I travel. I love learning new languages. Because I'd like to immigrate to the US. I'm thinking of studying in England. Remember that the correct way is thinking of studying and not thinking to study. Question number 4. Where did you learn English? Or how did you learn English? Here are some answers for this one. I took classes for 3 years. I did an intensive course. I've been studying on my own. You can also say, I've been studying by myself. This means you've been studying alone, without a teacher. I picked it up from movies and songs. In this context, picked it up means learned it casually. My girlfriend taught me. Question number 5. What do you do in your free time?
I don't have any free time.
I usually hang out with friends. Hang out means to spend time in an informal way.
I go running a lot.
I do volunteer work.
I like reading and relaxing at home.
Question 6. What's the weather like? Or how's the weather? Here are some answers. Hot and humid. The word humid means there is a lot of water vapor in the air. It's pouring. Take an umbrella. The word pouring means raining very heavily. A little chilly. You might want to bring a jacket. The word chilly means a little bit cold. Gorgeous. A perfect summer day. The word gorgeous means very beautiful. It's quite cold. Make sure to bundle up. Bundle up means to wear warm clothing for protection against the cold. Question number 7. What time is it? Or, do you have the time? You can say, it's 10 o'clock. It's 4:30. 4:30 means 4:30. It's 11:45. A quarter is 15 minutes, so 11:45 means 11:45. Let me check my phone. Sorry, I don't know.
Now let's look at some shopping and social questions. Question number 8. When you go into a store, an employee or salesperson might ask, "Can I help you?" or "Do you need any help?" And here's how you can answer. "No thanks, I'm just browsing." Browsing means looking casually at the items. "Yes, do you have this in a larger size?" "Yes, where are the try-on rooms?" Try-on rooms means the place where you can put on the clothes to see if they are the right size and if you like them. "Yeah, can you tell me how much this is?" "Yeah, I'm looking for something under $30. Question number 9. How's it going? This is an informal way to ask, "How are you?" You can answer, "Great, couldn't be better." This means that everything is excellent. "Fine, how are things with you?" "Not bad." "Not bad" means that things are okay. "I can't complain." This also means that things are okay. Do you really want to know? Normally, when people ask, "How's it going?" they expect a positive response like "fine" or "good." But if you respond with, "Do you really want to know?" it means that things are going badly, but you are not sure if the other person wants to listen to your problems or not. Question number 10. How are you feeling? You can answer, "Great, never better." "I'm all right." "Like I need a vacation." "A little depressed." "Really awful." You can say you're feeling awful for both physical and emotional pain. Question number 11. How was your day? "Really good." "Pretty uneventful." This means that nothing particularly special or interesting happened during the day. "Very productive." "Super busy." "A total nightmare." A nightmare is a terrible, scary dream. Describing an experience as a nightmare means it was horrible. Question 12. Did you like the movie? Here are some answers. "It was fantastic." "It was terrible." "It wasn't bad." "It's one of the best I've ever seen." "No, I didn't think it lived up to the hype." This means the movie was not as good as its publicity presented. Question 13. How was the party? You can answer like this. "Crazy, it was absolutely packed." Packed means it was crowded. There were very many people there. "It was a good time." "Small, but fun." "There was hardly anybody there." "Boring. I couldn't wait to get out of there." Question 14. Can you give me a hand? This question means, can you help me? Often with a physical task like moving furniture or carrying a box. Here are some possible answers. "Of course." "I'd be glad to." "Will it take long?" "Sure, just a sec." This means just a second. You need the other person to wait one moment before you can help them. "Sorry, I'm a bit busy at the moment." Question number 15. What have you been up to lately? This question means, what have you been doing recently? And you can answer it in the present perfect continuous. For example, "I've been working a lot." "Mostly studying." "I've been taking it easy." Taking it easy means relaxing, not doing anything intense or stressful. "Planning my summer vacation." "Nothing much." Question number 16. What's the matter? This means, what's the problem? You can ask "what's the matter" to someone who appears sad or upset. Here are some possible answers. "Oh, I'm just having a rough day." A rough day means a difficult, bad day. "I'm not feeling so good." "I just found out my mother's in the hospital." The phrasal verb "found out" means discovered or heard some new information. "I'd rather not talk about it." This means "I'd prefer not to talk about it." "Nothing, I'm fine." Finally, let's finish with some restaurant questions. For example, question number 17, what would you like to drink? Here are some possible answers. Iced tea, please. Just water for me. What do you have? Could we see the wine list? Nothing for me, thanks. Question number 18. Are you ready to order? To order means to ask the waiter or waitress for the food you want to eat. Here's how to answer this question. Not quite. I think we need a little more time. What are the specials today? Specials are featured dishes that might also have a discount. Yes, I'll have a Caesar salad and then the baked chicken with potatoes. The most common way to order food is to say, I'll have a Caesar salad. To start off, we'll split an order of nachos. To start off means you are ordering an appetizer, a small amount of food eaten before the main meal. The word split means that two or more people will share or divide one order of food. Almost, I just have a couple of questions. Question number 19. Is everything okay? While you are eating, the waiter or waitress will often come to your table and ask this question to check if you need anything. To respond to it, you can say, yes, everything's fine, thanks. It's all delicious. Could we have some more water, please? Could we have is a polite way to ask for something. Actually, I'm still waiting for my side dish. A side dish is a small portion of food that accompanies the main meal. To be honest, my food is kind of cold. Could you heat it up? To be honest is a diplomatic way to introduce a complaint or negative comment. And finally, question number 20. Can I get you anything else? The waiter or waitress will probably ask you this after you have finished eating. Here's how you can answer. 2 decaf coffees, please. Decaf coffee is coffee with no caffeine. Just the check, please. The check is the list of items and the total price to pay. Could I have a look at the dessert menu? I'll have a slice of apple pie. A slice is a single piece of a pie, cake, or pizza. No thanks, I think we're just about done. So those were 20 common questions in English and 5 answers for each one, giving you a total of 100 answers to common English questions. If you'd like to learn more practical spoken English for everyday life, check out the Everyday English Speaking course. It covers these everyday situations like restaurants, shopping, socializing, and much more, with example dialogues and many phrases that you'll find extremely useful. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the Everyday English Speaking course, where you can see the lesson list and take a free sample lesson on telephone English. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.